Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow.
Hello, I'm Joey Scheidbach, brain masseur. Now it's multiple shots fired at the Empire State Building. Whoa. 10 were shot and then 8 were shot. The shooter killed. That's confirmed, I think. And then someone said one innocent woman, a bystander, was shot and killed. But that, at least at the time I was looking in on this, was not confirmed. Police plugged the shooter with 3 shots. All of this going down as I prepare to produce the show here Friday morning. Last night, a shooting spree in Chicago. 19 people shot, quote, in a series of attacks Thursday evening and early today in Chicago's south and west sides, end quote. Wow. That Chicago Tribune, 8 were wounded in one incident during that spree around 79th Street, which is a well-known dividing line for Chicago gangs. And then, of course, Lance Armstrong finally gives up trying to fend off the relentless pursuit of those alleging he has been abusing the anti-doping rules from the beginning of his career. Some alleged down as early as 1993 or something like that. You know, use of steroids, all that business. The latest hounds on his heels have been the USADA, who apparently have finally worn the man out, and he's throwing in the towel. Not sure what expression you might use for the bicyclists. Honestly, if you are an Armstrong fan, you probably take his side and believe that he's being persecuted. If you are not one of his many fans, well, probably you don't know anything about the cancer survivor who, after beating cancer, went on to become one of the world's most renowned athletes. Or perhaps you're of the 99%, you know, who resent any symbol of American superiority. Although the guy is, Sweden or something? Nope, hails from Norway. His grandfather was Norwegian. But Lance was born in Texas, so you know those Texans. Anyway, he has passed, I think, hundreds of drug tests over the years. His accusers have never been able to produce anything more than anecdotal evidence or come up with a couple of witnesses who, for one reason or another, were compromised by what appear to be ulterior motives. Now, I don't know what to think about all this, frankly. But let's see. What else do we have? They won't let the Aiken thing go. Now, Aiken said something to the effect, in cases of legitimate rape, right? Okay, how dumb was that? And my research department turned up some interesting insight on the White House leaks that we'll look into. Thank you, Barb. And how about these latest polls that show Romney whipping Obama in the swing states? Well, that's pretty significant. Here's one team who has correctly predicted every election since, Abraham Lincoln or something? Just kidding. Anyway, they use an economic model and have successfully predicted every election since, I think it was Ronald Reagan. And they show Romney over Obama by something like 10 points in the popular vote and a landslide in the Electoral College and much more. My friends, hold on. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, let's look at the University of Colorado team Berry and Bickers, who devise a mathematical model based on economic factors that has been used correctly to predict the outcomes of every election since Ronald Reagan. And this model has Romney winning 320 electoral votes. I understand 270 is the winning number, and anything over 300 is considered a landslide. In the polls, Obama and Romney continue to be in a statistical dead heat. While most dismiss CBS, ABC, NBC, and CNN, and so on, as those polls as being skewed to the left, and most will dismiss Fox polls as being skewed to the right, the fact is, Fox has more viewers than, I think they have more than all those other guys put together. So, you know, doesn't that suggest their poll might at least be a tad more reflective of the nation as a whole? I'm just funning with you. Anyway, it has Romney beating Obama by, wait for it, folks, hold your breath, 1 point. I agree with Rubin. I think Jennifer Rubin is her name, of the Washington Post, who says the polls, especially these days, just cannot keep up with the developments in campaigns. I think it was a week or so ago, the lefty polls had Obama up by 9. And then a week later, the same polls show him up by only a couple of points. But anyway, there is some value in these polls, I guess. At least they can give you some sense of the general trajectory in which the campaigns are moving their respective candidates. And the trajectory seems to be in the favor of Romney at present. Virtually all the swing states, I understand we look at them state by state, are moving toward Romney. So perhaps after this election, and Obama is washed out of the White House by a landslide, a little mixing of the metaphors there, perhaps the question will be, when did you wake up and see Obama for what he really is? Was it when he refused to disclose who donated money to his election campaign while other candidates were opening their records, their record books to everybody? And then people said it didn't matter. Was it when he received endorsements from people like Louis Farrakhan, Muammar Gaddafi, and Hugo Chavez, old Suffer Lips himself, and people said it didn't matter? Was it when it was pointed out that he was a total newcomer and had absolutely no experience at anything except community organizing? Was that what did it for you? Or was it when he chose friends and acquaintances such as Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who were revolutionary radicals? And people said it didn't matter. Or for you, was it when his voting record in the Illinois Senate and in the U.S. Senate came into question, and people said it didn't matter, and he refused to open up his records and allow us to look at that? Was it when he refused to wear a flag lapel pin and did wear it only after a public outcry or raised up a brouhaha on the matter? Was it when people started treating him as a messiah and children in our public schools were taught to sing his praises? Is that when you woke up? Or was it when he surrounded himself in the White House with advisors who were pro-gun control, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage, and who wanted to curtail freedom of speech in order to silence the opposition? Or for you, was it when he said he favors sex education in kindergarten, including homosexual indoctrination? Or was it for you when his personal background was scrubbed clean or hidden, and you could find out nothing about this man because he had all of his records sealed? Or was it for you when his place of birth was called into question and he refused to produce a birth certificate, delaying and delaying and delaying and delaying and delaying until, as I predicted, what happened when he finally did succumb and show a birth certificate, nobody could believe it was genuine. Otherwise, why did he delay so long before he showed it? And then, of course, it's been proven to be a forgery. Or was it for you when it became known that George Soros, a multi-billionaire Marxist, spent a ton of money to get him elected? Or was your wake-up moment when he started appointing White House czars that were radicals, revolutionaries, and even avowed Marxist communists? Or was your moment of truth when you woke up and realized you'd made a mistake in voting for Obama when he stood before the nation and told us that his intentions were to, quote, fundamentally transform this nation, quote, into something else? And then you learned he was transforming us into a socialist nation. Or was it for you when it became known that he had trained Acorn workers in Chicago, served as an attorney for Acorn, and then you learned Acorn was an organization that was accused of all kinds of fraud and other misdeeds? Was it for you when he appointed cabinet members and several advisors who were tax cheats and socialists? I mean, who admitted it? Was it for you when he appointed a science czar, John Holdren, who believes in forced abortions, mass sterilizations, and seizing babies from teen mothers? Huh? Was that the moment that you woke up? Or was it when he appointed Cass Sunstein as regulatory czar, who believes in, quote, explicit consent, end quote, for harvesting human organs without family consent and allowing animals to be represented in court, hello, you know, while banning all hunting? That nut? Is that when you woke up and realized, oops, Obama was a mistake? Or perhaps for you, it was when he appointed Kevin Jennings, a homosexual and an organizer of a group called Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, as Safe School Czar. And then it became known that he had a history of giving very bad advice to teenagers. I did a couple of shows on that. Or was it for you when he appointed Mark Lloyd as the diversity czar, who believes in curtailing free speech, taking from one and giving to another to spread the wealth around, who supports Hugo Chavez? Was that your wake-up call, or was it when Valerie Jarrett, an avowed socialist, was selected as Obama's senior White House advisor? Or perhaps for you, it was when Anita Dunn White House Communications Director, said Mao Zedong was her favorite philosopher and the person she turned to most for inspiration. Is that when you had your wake-up moment? Or perhaps for you, it was when he appointed Carol Browner, a well-known socialist, as global warming czar, working on cap and trade as the nation's largest tax in its history. Or for you, perhaps it was when he appointed Van Jones, the ex-con and avowed communist, you know, when he made him the green energy czar. So much brouhaha was stirred about that. He had Van Jones himself backed out. Or perhaps for you, it was when Tom Daschle, Obama's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary, could not be confirmed because he was a tax cheat. Yeah. Or maybe for you, it was when, as President of the United States, he bowed to the King of Saudi Arabia. Yeah. That kind of did something to me. Perhaps for you, it was when he traveled around the world criticizing America and never once talking about her greatness. Yeah. Perhaps for you, it was when his actions concerning the Middle East seemed clearly to support the Palestinians over Israel, our longtime ally. Or perhaps for you, it was when he took American tax dollars to resettle thousands of Palestinians from Gaza to the United States. What was that about? And then perhaps for you, it was when he upset the Europeans by removing plans for a missile defense system against the Russians. Oh, that was a good move, now wasn't it? Yeah. Or perhaps for you, it was when he played politics in Afghanistan by not sending troops early on when the field commander said they were necessary to win. He had to be pressured into that, didn't he? Or perhaps for you, it was when he started spending us into a debt that was so big we could never pay it off. Or perhaps for you, it was when he took a huge spending bill under the guise of stimulus and then used it to pay off organizations, unions, and individuals that got him elected. A little socialist cronyism there, yeah. How about when he took over insurance companies, car companies, banks, and so on? Yeah, maybe it's when he took away student loans from the banks and put it through the government. Oh, that was a good move, wasn't it? It lay more on the taxpayer. When he designed plans to take over the healthcare system and put it under government control. Oh, yeah, we really liked that now, didn't we? Or when he claimed he was a Christian during the election and tapes were later made public that showed Obama speaking to a Muslim group and saying that he was raised a Muslim, that he was educated as a Muslim and still is a Muslim. None of that mattered. How about when he set into motion a plan to take over the control of all energy in the United States through cap and trade? Anyway. What was your wake-up moment? Thanks to my good friends at PureSafe for that. I appreciate it. I must, by the way, in the connection with that, mention Pat's Automotive, a good friend of the Brain Massage Show. And by the way, many of you who send gifts in from time to time, thank you. Appreciate that. And I know things are tight. One way you can show your appreciation for the Brain Massage Show is to, if you have water purification needs, check in with PureSafe. If you have automotive needs, check in with Pat's Automotive. And some others out there who help us out, perhaps I should give you a list. Anyway, I've got to take a break right now. Folks, hang on. I'll be right back.
Enjoying your brain massage experience? Do you wish everyone could? Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today. Or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about to blow
hello,
your
mind. Hello,
I'm
Joe Scheidbach, Wayne Masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Okay, so they simply will not let the aching thing go. Now, some of you have heard my one-minute massage, where I express my disgust at Obama and the rest of his ilk, who are going on and on about Aiken's gaffe and claiming he revealed that it is his belief that some rapes are legitimate. Unbelievable. Or perhaps you've signed up to follow my tweets. You can go to @thebrainmassage. That's the at symbol. The Brain Massage. @thebrainmassage, where we post excerpts of my one-minute massages and full massages. I believe that's done every day. I just give them my material, then they choose things and put it out there. But this Aiken thing really tweaks me. It really does go over the top for me, and I don't even like the guy, really. But anyway, for those of you who have not heard my take on this, here we go. I'll just take the, here it is. Quoting from one of my one-minute brain massages, Representative Aiken did not say that certain rapes are legitimate. In an interview, when asked about his position on abortion, in an effort to explain that he believed abortion was acceptable to him in cases of rape, he made a blunder and said, in cases of legitimate rape. No one with a single cell left in their LSD-fried brain thinks the congressman from Missouri meant he believes some rapes are legitimate. Give me a break, you morons. Really? Hey, Obama's out there making that claim. Listen, it's obvious that Aiken got his tongue twisted up. He meant to say abortion is legitimate in cases of rape, or he was saying that abortion is acceptable to him when the accusation of rape is legitimate. And Obama complains when people take him out of context every day. I find more reason to despise that man. Well, that end quote, that was my one-minute massage on the matter. Really? You believe Aiken thinks sometimes rape is legitimate? Man, the GOP goofed big time when they supported Aiken over Stillman in South Carolina. I felt that way then, I feel that way now. I've got no more respect for Aiken's so-called moderate position on abortion now than I ever had. That's not what this is about. I'm going to shock some of you, well, a few of you who just don't get me. I'm not political. I mean, not in the sense of committed to party politics. I could care less whether GOP wins or DNC wins. I absolutely don't care. My concern is what side or what candidate supports God-fearing values and is committed to support America as founded and as defined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of this good old U.S. of A. So there, and let me be rightly understood. If Romney and Ryan, as some are saying, are okay with murdering babies just because they happen to have been conceived during a violent act of rape, I say they are hypocrites and phonies, and they are falling into a trap, an insidious, devilish trap. But don't you be fooled by that clever little gambit the left is putting out there. They've lost so much ground in the debate over abortion, they're trying to hold the line at abortion in cases of rape or incest. But if you foolishly take that gambit, believing it's a livable compromise, a way to stop most abortions from occurring, let me warn you right now. The minute you take the gambit, you've lost the argument. And the pro-aborts know that. They'll regain the initiative in the debate, and they're going to flatten you like a steel wheel roller over a hot asphalt. Yeah. Don't you see that if you take the gambit, you have conceded the critical core issue in the entire debate? That is the personhood of the so-called embryo. If that is determined by how the conception occurs, then where's your argument against abortion? If the baby in the womb is a baby at conception, to murder the baby because its father was a rapist is barbarous. Either the baby in the womb is a human being with the inalienable right to life, or it is not. But my point at present is the disgusting display of asinine, shallow politicking going on right now, and the ridiculous behavior, even among many of our gopers, about Aiken's unfortunate, may I say, stupid remark, in cases of legitimate rape. How dumb is that? But then you've got this nonsense that he's spewing about a woman being able to, what, shut her body down during a rape to avoid getting pregnant? Oh, my goodness. That would be something to talk about. And it probably goes into the category of ignorance, all right? Challenging the guy's nonsensical remark about a woman closing down her reproductive function during rape is, well, what can I say? That's fair game. Like I said, I never supported the guy in the first place. I considered him a typical rhino pick of those too clever by half Republicans who think they're going to win by having more GOP persons than not in government. That's not how you win. That's not how you define victory. But give me a break. Does anyone actually believe Aiken thinks there is such a thing as a legitimate rape? You don't, please tell me, you don't actually think that's what he meant by what he said. And don't get this, that's what he said stuff. Give me a break here. That is disingenuous and downright despicable for Obama or anyone else. And for Obama, especially of all people, to attempt to use that tongue blunder to say it reveals that the GOP, anybody in the GOP thinks that there is such a thing as legitimate rape. That's over the top. In the category of so stupid, it's got to backfire. But let's talk about Romney and Ryan's position on abortion, shall we? Debbie Wasserman is certainly showing us all what she is about. What an embarrassment that woman is to all of us, especially to those she represents. Now Mr. Cooper is an old friend of mine, Anderson. I've had many an occasion to pick his rhetoric apart and expose his own, what I believe to be left-leaning bias many times. But he has been fair to point out when either side gets it wrong in facts. He gave Wasserman no quarter regarding her blatant disregard for the truth when she misquoted an LA Times article to support a point she was making in a fundraiser email. She refused to accept responsibility for the misquote, said several times it doesn't matter, and demonstrated for all the world to see an example of the growing disregard there is out there generally for the whole concept of truth. God help us. I mean, when this woman's confronted with the hard evidence that she misquoted the article, she refuses to accept responsibility. This is amazing. But during that exchange, the devil was weaving a web. Anderson drove home the idea that Romney has repeatedly claimed he supports abortion in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life is in danger. If Romney argues that the reason he is against abortion in all other instances is that he believes it involves the taking of human life, then you can understand why I have absolutely no respect for that man. And you say, whoa, slow down. Why would you go that far? Think about it. It's clear to me his position on abortion is 100% political maneuvering and nothing else. It has nothing to do with the real issue involved in that matter. Either the baby in the womb is a human being with inalienable rights to life, or it is not a human being. And that's it. That's the whole point of the discussion. Romney thinks it's okay to murder a baby if its father is a rapist. Well, that's nonsense. And I have no respect for that position. Nada, zero, zilch. On the other hand, those suggesting Ryan agrees with Romney on that are just flat out wrong. When Ryan was challenged on that very question, he said rape is not an excuse for killing the baby. Bravo. Now, here's the problem you gopers have, GOP folk. You are about winning elections, and you think you are very smart. You think you are going to appease both sides by compromising somewhere in the middle. And what I've tried to point out to some of you over the years is that when you are talking about, you know, where to build a road or a bridge, that's one thing. But if you're talking about when do you kill a baby, do you not see that that's an entirely different matter? Anyway, I want to address the leak issue. Senator Feinstein, who serves on the Intelligence Committee and has served on that committee for something like 11 years, has expressed concerns about the national security secrets that are seeping out of the White House, apparently to boost the president's alleged bid for re-election. I should correct myself. Seeping is the wrong word to characterize her concerns. She describes it more like a flood. She specifically used the word avalanche. And she said, quote, I've been on the Intelligence Committee for 11 years, and I have never seen it worse, I can tell you that, end quote. She also charged that at least some of these leaks are coming from the ranks of the White House itself. She said, quote, I think what we are seeing, an avalanche of leaks, and it's very, very disturbing. You know, it's dismayed our allies. It puts American lives in jeopardy. It puts our nation's security in jeopardy, end quote. She also said she knows firsthand of instances when, quote, lives have been endangered, end quote. Now, let's look at this leak problem, shall we? I know you've heard about the Stuxnet leaks where Obama has let it out that America was involved in developing the computer virus that has attacked Iran's computers, setting back their development of enriching uranium. Having some kind of effect, a negative effect on their centrifuges. Yeah, you know, White House leaks have given Iran confirmation of their suspicion that America has worked with, I think it was Britain and Israel, in developing that virus. Did Obama purposely tip our hand to Iran? If he wins re-election, will he go on an apology tour and bow to the Iranian imam and offer an apology for our disruption of their uranium enrichment program? Of course, I'm kidding over there using satire to make a point. You gotta think deep here. You've also heard about the leaks compromising our operations connected with getting Osama bin Laden, OBL. Here he is, Obama, trotting out there as quickly as he could to make sure it was all about him. You know, tipping the hand of our enemies, letting them know we got OBL so they could, what, protect their other assets that might have been compromised by that whole operation? Or other assets of the enemy that might have been exposed through the intelligence gathered at OBL's compound? What was he about? Think about this. How dumb was it for Obama to inform our enemies of that raid before we had the opportunity to take full advantage of whatever intel we might have gathered from that operation? And then the details he put out there, specifically mentioning the SEAL team. SEAL Team 6, I think he specifically mentioned. What's wrong with this man? And about how we had intel from Pakistan informants about that gave us the lead to where he was. Can you believe this? I mean, giving that kind of information out is just either very dumb or kind of foxy. Was that a way of informing our enemies what to look for, what to watch for? Did Obama intentionally set the Pakistanis on an aggressive hunt within their ranks to find out who it was that compromised the whereabouts of OBL? Well, that's what's happened. Yeah, now a certain doctor who helped us identify the specific location of OBL is serving, I think it's 32 or 33 years in prison in Pakistan for helping us catch that guy. Did Obama mention the SEAL team that took care of the tactical side of that operation in order? What, to make them a target? What, did he draw a bullseye on these guys? What's the matter with him? Is that why the terrorists got focused on targeting SEAL Team 6 movements and used their network of intelligence to identify the helicopter carrying, I think it was four of our SEAL Team 6 heroes that took down OBL? What other reason was there for Obama to mention the SEAL team that performed the operation? What's the matter with this man? So what, we want answers about this, don't we? How did Fox News learn the identity of this fellow who wrote the book to be released September 11, titled No Easy Day? A book that gives a firsthand account from a SEAL team member who was there at the takedown of OBL? Huh. A book that no doubt will demonstrate clearly that Obama was not there when it all went down. Who leaked this SEAL's identity? Why did Fox put it out there? It's a good question. What's going on here? Don't they know they have made this man a target for every whacked out jihad crazed Muslim in the entire world? Who leaked the name of the Navy SEAL that wrote this new book giving a personal account of the takedown of OBL? Did that come from the White House too? And then this, why is Obama purposely impeding the investigation into these leaks? Quote, the administration's reaction has been to play for time and have an inside investigation, end quote. Yeah. And finally, ask yourself this question as we approach November, and you have to make an important decision between candidates who call themselves Democrats and those who call themselves Republicans or independents or whatever else there is out there. But just ask yourself this, which party is the party that, quote, descended like vultures on the leak of one name of a CIA employee then serving in Langley, end quote. Remember her, Valerie Plame? Remember that big bunch of noise that went on about that? Oh, they were relentless, weren't they? Oh, they pursued it with, I mean, they went ballistic, all in, totally committed to chasing down that important leak. The same people are quiet as a church mouse about the leaks going on right now. So many leaks that Feinstein herself has described them as an avalanche that she has said have put American lives in jeopardy. Which candidates are truly committed to protecting our national security? And which ones are playing fast and loose with national security? Give me a call, folks. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch, and now you let me know if you see that they are on. You say lights on when you call, if you agree with what I'm saying, and you say lights off when you call, if you disagree with what I'm saying. And the number to call is 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. I need to hear from you today. If you are a listener to my radio broadcast, give me a call. Let me know you're out there. 1-888-770-8000. If you are a podcast listener, over 16,800 of you, the latest count, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you following the Brain Massage Show. You call 1-888-770-8000 if you're in the United, if you're in the continental United States. If you're outside the states, reach me by email, or those of you who prefer it, go to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. You'll see a whole catalog there of brain massages you can enjoy, download and distribute at will, by the way. And then click on the Contact Us button, and then click lights on or lights off and write me a message. I always respond to my email writers, and I always respond to callers who ask me to call back, who want to chat with me because I love talking to my audience. Call me 1-888-770-8000. If you're in a hurry when you call me, you can just say lights on or lights off and then hang up. 1-888-770-8000. And I welcome all feedback, positive or negative. Give me a piece of your mind to chew on. I've certainly thrown a chunk at you to chew upon. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church.
Gotta have more? We understand. Tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. for a complete brand new brain massage show.